Lord Azumar, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the Wise. Certainly we have revealed to you the book with the truth. Therefore worship Allah, offering Him your sincere obedience. Beware, sincere true obedience is due to Allah alone. As for those who take other guardians besides Him and justify their conduct, saying, "We worship them only that they may bring us nearer to Allah," surely Allah will judge between them concerning all that in which they differ. Allah does not guide him who is a liar and a disbeliever. Allah had intended to take a son. He could have chosen anyone he pleased out of his creation. Glory be to him. He is Allah, the One, the Irresistible. He created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. He causes the night to succeed the day, and the day to overtake the night. He subjected the sun and the moon to his law, each one following a course for an appointed term. Is he not the Almighty, the All-Forgiving? He has created you all from a single person. Then from that person he created his mate. He also created for you 8 head of cattle in pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, in 3 layers of darkness. This is Allah, your Rabb. To Him belongs the sovereignty. There is no God but Him. How can you then turn away from Him? If you disbelieve, then you should know that Allah does not need you. He does not like ingratitude from His servants. Therefore, if you are grateful, He is pleased with you. On the day of judgment, no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Ultimately, all of you have to return to your Rabb, that He will tell you the truth of all that you did in this life. Surely He knows even the secrets of your hearts. When some trouble befalls man, he cries to his Rabb and turns to Him in repentance. But no sooner does He bestow on him His favor than he forgets what he has prayed for and sets up rivals to Allah, thus misleading others from His way. Tell such people, enjoy your unbelief for a little while. Certainly, you will be of the inmates of hellfire. Can he who is obedient pass the hours of night prostrating in worship or standing in adoration, fearing the hereafter and hoping to earn the mercy of his Rabb, be compared to the man who does not? Are the knowledgeable and the ignorant equal? In fact, none will take heed except the people of understanding. Say, O my servants who have truly believed, fear your Rabb. Those who will do good deeds in this world shall receive a good reward. If it has become difficult to follow the right way where you live, then migrate. You will find that Allah's earth is spacious. Those who endure with patience will be rewarded without measure. Say, I am commanded to worship Allah and serve none but Him. And I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah in Islam. Say, surely I am afraid if I disobey my Rabb, the punishment of a mighty day. Say, Allah alone I worship and Him alone I serve. As for yourselves, I have conveyed to you the truth, and if you do not believe, then worship what you want besides Him. Say, the real losers are those who will lose their souls as well as their families on the day of resurrection. Ah, that will indeed be an open loss. There shall be layers of fire above them and layers of fire beneath them. Such is the doom about which Allah wants His servants to fear and say, O my servants, avoid my wrath. As for those who refrain from worshipping Taghut and turn to Allah in repentance, there is good news. So, O Prophet, give good news to my servants who listen to the word and follow the best meaning of it. Such are the ones whom Allah has guided, and such are the ones who are endowed with understanding. Is the one against whom the sentence of punishment has been decreed equal to the one who refrains from evil? Can you rescue the one who is in the fire? Of course not. As for those who truly fear their Rabb, they shall be lodged in lofty mansions, built with one story upon another, beneath which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah. Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see how Allah sends down water from the sky, which penetrates the earth and comes out through springs? With it He brings forth a variety of crops with different colors. Then they wither, and you see them turning yellow, and then finally He crumbles them to dust. Surely in this example there is a lesson for people of understanding. Is the one whose heart Allah has opened to Islam and is walking in the light from his Rabb like the one who has learned no lesson and is still a non-Muslim? So woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. They are clearly in error. Allah has revealed the most beautiful message, a book consistent in its verses, yet repeating its teachings in different ways. Those who fear their Rabb are filled with awe when they hear it. Their skins and their hearts become pliant to the remembrance of Allah. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides with it whom He pleases, but he to whom He confounds shall have none to guide him. Is the one who shall face the terrors of the day of resurrection be like the one who shall enter paradise? To such wrongdoers it will be said, "Now taste the fruits of your labor." Those who have gone before also disbelieved. Consequently, the punishment overtook them from the directions they least expected. So Allah made them taste humiliation in this life, and the punishment in the life to come shall be even more terrible, if they but knew it. We have cited for mankind every kind of parable in this Quran, so that they may learn a lesson. This Quran is revealed in Arabic, which is free from any flaw, so that they may learn to be righteous. Allah cites you a parable. There is a slave man who is shared by many masters, each pulling this man to himself. And there is another slave man who belongs entirely to one master. Are the two alike in comparison? Praise be to Allah, but most of them do not know. O Prophet, you shall die, and they too shall die. Then on the day of resurrection, who could be more wicked than the one who invents a lie against Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not an abode in hell for such unbelievers? And the one who comes with the truth and the one who confirms it surely are the God-fearing. They shall have from their Rabb all that they wish for. Thus shall the righteous be rewarded. Allah will do away from their account their worst deeds and reward them according to their best deeds. Is Allah not all-sufficient for His servants? Yet they try to frighten you with others besides Him. For such whom Allah confounds, there can be no guide. But the one to whom Allah guides, none can lead him astray. Is not Allah Almighty, the Lord of retribution? If you ask them, "Who created the heavens and the earth?" they will surely say, "Allah." Ask them, "Do you think then that if Allah intends to harm me, can they to whom you invoke besides Allah save me from his harm? Or if he wants to bestow on me his blessings, can they withhold his blessings?" Tell them, "Allah is all sufficient for me. On him do the reliant rely." Say, "O my people, if you do not believe me, then do whatever you want in your positions, and so shall I. Soon you will find out. As to whom shall come the disgraceful scourge, and who shall get the everlasting punishment?" O Prophet, surely we have revealed to you the book with the truth, for the instruction of mankind. He who follows the right way shall follow it for his own good, and he who goes astray shall do so at his own peril. You are not set up as a guardian over them. It is Allah who recalls the souls of men upon their death and of the living during their sleep. He withholds the souls of those on whom He has passed the decree of death and restores the rest till an appointed term. Surely there are signs in this for those who think. Have they taken others besides Allah to intercede for them? Ask them, how can they intercede if they have neither control over anything nor do they understand? Say, intercession is wholly in the hands of Allah. To Him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Him you shall all be brought back. When Allah's oneness is mentioned, the hearts of those who deny the hereafter shrink with aversion. But when other gods are mentioned, they are filled with joy. Pray, O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, who has the knowledge of the unseen and the seen, you alone can judge the disputes of your servants concerning those matters in which they differ. If the wrongdoers possessed all the treasures of the earth and as much more besides it, they would gladly offer it to redeem themselves from the painful punishment on the day of resurrection. For Allah will show them what they would have never imagined. The evil results of their deeds will become manifest to them, and they will be completely encircled by the very thing they used to mock at. Man is such that when he is in trouble, he appeals to us. But when we bestow our favor upon him, he says, "This has been given to me because of certain knowledge I possess. Nay, it is but a test, yet most of them do not know." The same was said to those who passed before them, but they gained nothing from what they did, and the evil consequences of their deeds overtook them. Very soon, the wrongdoers among those people will also be overtaken by the evil consequences of their misdeeds, and they will not be able to escape. Do they not know that Allah enlarges the provision for whom He pleases and restricts it from whom He wills? Surely there are signs in this for those who believe. Allah says, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy, for Allah forgives all sins. It is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. Turn in repentance to your Rabb and submit to Him before there comes to you the scourge, for then there shall be none to help you. Follow the best way that is revealed to you by your Rabb before the scourge comes to you all of a sudden while you do not even perceive it. Lest someone should say, "Alas, I neglected my duty towards Allah and I was one of those who mocked at His revelations." Or lest he should say, "If Allah had guided me, I would have been one of the righteous." Or lest he should say, upon seeing the punishment, "I wish I had another chance. I would certainly be among the righteous." Then Allah will say to him, "My revelations did come to you, but you denied them, were arrogant, and you were among the disbelievers." On the day of judgment, you shall see the faces of those who uttered falsehood against Allah shall be darkened. Is there not an abode in hell for such arrogant? On the contrary, Allah will deliver the righteous to their place of salvation. No harm shall touch them, nor shall they ever grieve. Allah is the creator of all things, and of all things He is the guardian. To Him belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth. Those who deny the revelations of Allah, it is they who will be the losers. O Prophet, say to the mushrikeen, "O ignorant, do you bid me to worship someone other than Allah?" Tell them plainly, because it has already been revealed to you, as it was revealed to those before you, that if you commit shirk, all your deeds will become fruitless, and you will surely be among the losers. Therefore, worship Allah and be among His thankful servants. They have not recognized the worth of Allah as His worth should be recognized. On the day of resurrection, the whole earth shall be in His grasp, and all the heavens shall be rolled up in his right hand. Glory be to him. Exalted be he above what they associate with him. The trumpet shall be blown, and all that is in the heavens and the earth shall swoon, except those whom Allah will please to exempt. Then the trumpet will be blown for the second time, and behold, they shall all stand up, looking around. The earth will be shining with the light of her Rabb. The book of record will be laid open. The prophets and other witnesses will be brought in, and justice shall be done between people with all fairness. None shall be wronged. Every soul will be paid in full according to its deeds, for he knows fully well as to what they did. After the judgment, the unbelievers will be driven to hell in groups. When they reach there, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say, "Did there not come to you Rasuls from among yourselves, who recited to you the revelations of your Rabb, and forewarned you about the meeting of this day?" "Yes," they will answer. But at that time the sentence of punishment would have been already announced against the unbelievers. They will be told, "Enter the gates of hell to live therein forever. Evil shall be the abode of the arrogant." As for those who fear their Rabb, they shall be led towards paradise in groups. When they reach there, its gates will be opened and its keepers will say, "Peace be upon you, you have done well. Now enter to live therein forever." They will say, "Praise be to Allah, who has truly fulfilled his promise and gave us this land to inherit. Now we can live in paradise wherever we like. How excellent will be the reward for the righteous." You will see the angels surrounding the divine throne, glorifying their Rabb with his praises. The judgment between the people will be made with perfect justice, and it will be proclaimed, "Praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the world."